Hey everybody, I'm Michael Gordon, I'm a clinical psychologist, clinic administrator, clinical researcher. I've been producing these Facebook Live sessions because I'm interested in many issues that arise in managing a clinical service, a mental health or chemical dependency service, especially when it comes to the best ways for gathering data, implementing an EHR, and practice management solution that works for people. And so, by way of full disclosure, to tell you something you probably already know, I'm the guy responsible for getting Clinic Tracker on the road to glory. So today I'd like to talk about some of the atmospherics involved in getting staff to accept an EHR. It's because you know the scenario. You spend all this time and money selecting a system, an EHR, and now you got to get it all up and running. And regardless of the system you purchase, you're going to have to go through an implementation process. Now, part of that process goes beyond just configuring the system with service codes and the like. We'll talk about that another time, probably next time. But just as much has to do with figuring out a way that will get your staff on board with the whole deal. A staff buy-in is no small matter without staff ready, willing, and able to learn the system. Implementing your new software will be more about dealing with upset and putting down rebellions than taking advantage of the new technology. Now, to tell you something you already know, a good chunk of your staff, mainly but not entirely the older ones, will find the entire process annoying and may well be resistant. A lot will be thrilled, don't get me wrong, and even the older folks might take to the new system well, particularly if it's a good one. But if you go by my experience, if you hear from the experience of our customers, our agencies who have adopted Clinic Tracker, there's a process you have to go to, and part of that process entails dealing with staff who aren't really thrilled or enthusiastic about helping you get this thing going. Why is that? Well, most of us here are psychologists, we know that most people hate change, even if it's for the better. They probably took a while to get comfortable with what they're currently using, and they have little interest in learning something new. They didn't go to graduate school or medical school or social work school or wherever to spend lots of time inputting information and worrying about an EHR. If they've always used paper and pencil forms, many will want to continue using paper and pencil forms, even if that's become antiquated. If they've used a system they've complained about because it's clunky and time-sucking, some will still want to move, won't want to move to a system, even one that's better. I've been surprised at how staff can be pretty unhappy when they have to learn something new, regardless of their age, stage, or degree. So, next, a lot of staff have had bad experiences in the past with systems that ruin their lives more than help them, at least in their view. Many will automatically assume they're in for more misery than that's going to make getting their paperwork done and their daily tasks completed more difficult rather than easier. And most compelling to me is that some people react poorly to a higher level of accountability, which the EHR and practice management system represents. And I can tell you an absolutely true story. Years back, when we were first implementing Clinic Tracker, I wanted to test out whether we were indeed tracking all the appointments accurately. I just printed out sheets to put in everyone's mailbox, and I had a little note, please verify that these appointments are accurate. That was it. Well, it was like I threw a grenade in the clinic. Within the hour, one of my social workers came in just upset, furious, really. She thought I was treating her unprofessionally by having a real-time accounting of her activities. She pointed to my desktop computer, and I can see it all these years later, and she said, "It knows everything." And I said, "Well, yeah, that's true. It does know your caseload, and therefore I do. But that's a good thing. As the director of the clinic, I needed to have access to that kind of information." I explained that we had all these contracts, and I had to provide verification that we were meeting the terms of that contract. But she didn't care. She felt that by having even that information, it was changing the whole climate of the clinic. Instead of being an autonomous professional responsible for her own accounting, we were opening all that up in ways she found upsetting. So much so that she actually quit within a month, maybe two after. Now, to be fair, this was a long time ago. This was, what, 18 years ago or so. Then people weren't used to practice management systems, but I have very good reason to believe that her type of underlying concerns can still persist. Many staff, both professional and administrative, can feel very threatened that their supervisors are able to know exactly where they stand with their caseloads, their paperwork, the billing, and the like. Now, one reason some staff, at least my staff, didn't like the new order was that, frankly, they couldn't as confidently come in complaining that they were working harder than everybody else, or that their cases were more challenging, or that they deserved more time off or a higher salary. Before, I didn't have ready access to caseload information. I couldn't tell what the realities were, at least in real time. But now they'd come in and I'd say, well, let's look. And you know the rest of that story. The frequencies of those interactions dropped to zero because people knew that I could tell what the realities were. What did increase wasn't the number of times people came to complain, but the number of times I actually went to staff concerned that they were working too hard or had too many challenging cases. The bottom line is that lots of people have issues with a high level of accountability. Your most responsible staff will love it because it shows that they're responsible and productive. Those that aren't quite as productive will identify the practice management system as a threat. So, how do you maximize the chances that staff will accept a new system? Hopefully, Clinic Tracker, but any new system. First, it's important, I think, to get at least some of your staff involved in the software selection process. They'll probably have good opinions. They're the ones who are going to be using it. But more importantly, they're more likely to have an investment in things going well with a system they were involved in choosing. You want to select people you can use as super users later on when you get the system. People are invested in learning and promoting its use. And we'll talk about that another time as well. Next, pick a system that your staff will see as an ally. Not an adversary, not a burden. I know this is obvious, but it's worth emphasizing that user friendliness should be a major criterion in your selection. If your people don't see the system as a benefit to them, good luck, because it's going to be very rough sledding getting them all aboard as quickly as you want. Now, one way to ensure staff will be agreeable is to select a system that's designed to work everyone through their daily routines. Most systems out there will offer up forms and templates to complete, so they just present these forms and you fill it out. But they won't tie them all into a system of alerts and notifications based on when those forms are due, who should be completing them, who should be signing them, who should be countersigning, what the next step would be along the paperwork trail. Most systems, I don't think any system other than Clinic Tracker really ties it together in a configuration and in a compliance network of forms and tasks. So the more your people have checklists to guide them, the more comfortable they'll feel. They'll also likely do a better job getting the work done. So the system should take off their shoulders having to remember what forms are part of the phone admission process as opposed to the walk-in system, or which of their clients are due for their treatment summaries. You got the idea. Staff absolutely love not having to wonder what they owe or what to include in a particular form. They also really like not having to type out anything that more than what's required. They don't want a system that has any other extra clicks or having to go through. And they want something that acts like a guide in the simplest, most straightforward way, as opposed to just a repository of information or a producer of templates. Next, you need to choose a system that you can modify, preferably on your own, so it looks familiar to everyone. You want your staff to look at a new form and say, wow, it's just what it looked like in the old system. It even uses our terminology for clients versus consumers or patients. If you use clinic ID number for the clinic identifier in the old system, then make sure you can use that same identifier in the new system. if that's what you want to do, of course. Learning a new software system can involve learning what's essentially like a new language. And what you want to do is minimize the amount of new language learning that's required to make it go more smoothly. People won't resist change as much if there's not that much of a change. Think through who to use as your implementation project manager. That's a big part of this also. We'll talk more in another time about the actual process of implementing and configuring. But keep this in mind even as you're selecting a system. Like any project that you want completed in your operations, you need somebody good at seeing it through. Someone who's smart enough to pick up the system, who's technical enough, and who can work out what needs to happen to go live and to keep it all running, to adjust things if they're not quite right, to make sure that the software company is involved in doing what they need to do. They need to be assertive in working with everyone and getting them implementing the system. If you talk with our implementation staff here at Clinic Tracker, they'll tell you that there's a direct correlation between the wherewithal of the clinic's project manager and the ultimate success of the implementation. But just kind of muddy the waters a little bit, they'll also tell you that the best project managers are the ones who know their limits, who know when to stop trying to do something on their own and call support. Apparently, we have some users who will spend hours trying to figure something out that one of our support team could help them within a minute or two, which is a bit frustrating to our support folks because they're there wanting to help at every moment. That's what they do. That's what they're waiting for. And so no one wants to see people get frustrated because they're bound and determined to figure out something on their own. Now, the last point for today. Make it exceedingly clear to your staff that you want their ongoing position. Their ongoing input. You want to position this implementation as an ongoing group effort to optimize it for everyone. You explain that you bought, let's say, Clinic Tracker, again, hopefully, because you could customize the heck out of it so that they should tell you what would work better. Now, if I'm going to be real candid, I will tell you that one of the things I have found most difficult in my managerial life is to get staff to think what might be than what has been or what was before. That kind of initiative and what if thinking is very, very hard to come by. But, you know, it's still something you want to encourage and to do everything you can to get people to help you. You know, Clinic Tracker was born from this. Clinic Tracker represents, you know, almost 20 years of constant input from people. Constantly people saying, you know, if it did this, or why don't the medication show here? Why don't you have it that it only shows the open balances there? This happens day in, day out in the system. Week to week gets changed so that it all reflects what people want to see for themselves. Some of those changes are for individual clinics because they have idiosyncratic needs. Some get applied to everybody because it could make everybody's life a little easier. So that's all I got to say for today. I don't have any questions. I kind of went rogue with the time here, so I didn't announce when this would be going, but of course, if you do have any questions, just communicate with us through Facebook or through our website, and I'll be more than happy to get back with you. Thanks very much.